Today we are going to talk a little bit about running. Now, in the past, we've looked at websites that help connect sighted guides with blind or partially sighted people who want to go out running. Now, that could be running round the block, it could be running in a marathon, it could be just for fun, or it could be to get competitive. But there's a lot more to the running as well. It can build confidence, create new friendships, and of course, the whole fitness thing as well. Now, today I'm joined by Gary Perryman and Samantha Leftwich to talk a little bit more about that. They are runners themselves. Gary, if I can come to you first of all, so tell me how you got involved in running.
Like every sort of middle-aged man, I looked in the mirror one day and thought, oh, I'm a little bit bigger than I used to be. And when I was sort of late 30s, I decided to go running, and it went from there. I can remember my first run was about 500 metres now. Cool, I come back sweating and everything, but it just took off from there, and I was hooked, really. Didn't realise it at the time.
What keeps you hooked then? What is it that does it for you?
Running really is my happy place, I suppose. Also, the other side of it is, once you run and you socialise and club, different clubs, and obviously with the guide running later on, you meet more people, more friends, acquaintances, and it's just a brilliant way to socialise as well.
Was that a natural progression for you when you started running to be look for a club for maybe some encouragement and some support?
It was for me. Once I lost my weight, it was then sort of, really, I can't keep losing weight. I'm going to have to do something else. I'm going to have to work out basically to fuel the running rather than run to lose weight. So for me personally, to join my local club was just what I needed and opened up so many more avenues for me.
And you've taken that again to another level. You're now a guide runner. How did that come about?
An advert about a sight loss awareness and guide running workshop. And I thought, that sounds like a really, really good idea. And I went along, England Athletics put it on, and I went along, and I've been like hooked ever since on guide running. It's a new lease of life in your running career as such. When you've stopped chasing PBs and fast times, it's just an even better experience personally.
So you went along to the courses. What kind of things were they teaching you there?
It was a two-hour course. They talked for the first half of the course about different sight loss conditions and just give you tips, and then the simulation glasses, and basically give you a very brief insight, but an insight into looking at it from a visually impaired point of view rather than how I would naturally look at it. And then the second part was practical, and we went outside and we tested it out. And in 2 hours, it's surprising what a grounding it gives you later on when you go onto the Find a Guide database. I do a lot of trying to promote VI and guide running since then. I look at things in such a different way.
Did you get a chance to go running with the sim specs on yourself?
In the actual awareness course, we were blindfolded, and it was very disorientating the very first time. We was on a track that I didn't know at any point where I was on the track. I kept wanting to go in, and the person guiding me was telling me that I was sort of way out in the middle lanes, and I'm expecting that I'm going to fall off the side.
Now, we also have with us Samantha Leftwich, who is a visually impaired runner herself. Samantha, how did you get involved in running then?
So I used to be really quite active when I was quite young. I used to go to the gym quite a lot. I used to got my trainers and just, you know, go out, go run a couple of miles here and there, and really enjoyed kind of running out in the open. And then when I was 25, I lost quite a lot of my sight, which I didn't kind of expect was going to happen. And it changed who I was then, because I wasn't able to go out running. I wasn't able to go to the gym because I was having lots of surgeries. So I had to kind of recover from that. I put on a lot of weight, and I just thought, I'm not me anymore. And I sat down with my mum and said, I want to start running again, mum. Can you give me a hand and we'll work something out? And we sort of shuffled very slowly about, and then we heard about Gary, who was putting on a taster morning in Colchester for guide running. And I thought, that's what we need. We need to go and find out how people do it. And I did that. And then, yeah, it kind of spiraled from there. And yeah, I haven't stopped, really.
It's interesting that you decided yourself you wanted to get back into running despite losing your sight, whereas Gary had a go with the blindfold on and felt really disorientated and didn't like it. What about you when you're out running then, you know, properly for the first time with a guide runner? What was that like?
It was nerve-wracking. It was, I'm not going to lie, it was really quite nerve-wracking. But once you get to know the person that's guiding you, and it doesn't take a massive length of time to kind of just have a little chat with someone, and once you feel comfortable with them and you know, okay, this person knows me now, they know what I require from them, it just feels so freeing. It's absolutely amazing to be able to be running outside, hearing all the birds and the trees and the leaves. It's freeing. It is like my space, I suppose, where I can just go and let everything drift away, and yeah, just kind of get in the zone and just lap it all up, I suppose.
Gary, what was it like going out for the first time then with Samantha? I assume you don't just, you know, meet each other, shake hands and then go running.
No, the emphasis is on getting to know each other. And I think really a good 10 minutes of just talking. You need to ask exactly in layman terms what the visually impaired runner can see, can't see, and talk. And then you'd work out if you want to link arms or use a tether or audio description, where you just run side to side, depending on the sight loss, the degree of the sight loss. So there's all that to work out. I believe it's the connection. You'll know within, some emphasis said, you'll know within a few minutes if the connection's there. And after 2 or 3 minutes running, you get into it, you know what they need to hear from you, what you need to do. It's a big team effort.
Samantha, what works for you then when you're out running with Gary? How do you guys go running and communicate?
We use a tether, and I quite like to have the tether just round my wrist, and then Gary gives me kind of audio description of what's around on the floor, any lumps, bumps, step up, step down, cambers, and the terrain that we're kind of running on. So yeah, I suppose I have quite a lot of audio description. I quite like to know what else is around me as well, because we did a race where it was on the road and the roads were still open, and I felt like the cars were quite close to me, so it was quite nice to have Gary explaining to me that although it might sound like the car is close, it's far enough away that you're not going to touch it and sort of thing. Yeah, so I like to know kind of everything, not just what's on the floor, but what's around me as well. I quite like to know that.
And you've had to build up trust with Gary as well. You know, he's the sighted runner. How long did that take?
It really didn't take that long. I've run a few races with Gary, and once I'm there and we kind of start and we kind of have a little chat, my nerves just go. I'm always quite nervous, and I'm sure that's a general thing for any runner. Yeah, it's good.
What would you say to other blind or partially sighted people out there who are maybe still a bit nervous about doing something like this, or think, you know, I'd like to try it, but I'm really not too sure?
First and foremost, if there is a support group locally, contact them and see if they have any links established already with guide runners or the database. I know when I first started, I was really nervous about meeting new people. I was very anxious. I took my mum along to the taster session, and even though I had my mum there, I still felt like I wasn't quite confident enough to find myself a guide, but I had help from Gary and his team. And then just to know that the guide runners are guiding because they want to. I know that I felt very guilty about having a runner that can run a lot faster than I can, probably a lot further than I can, but just kind of poodling along at my speed when I first started. I felt quite guilty. And so many times I've heard guides say, but I'm still out, I'm still running, I'm still out running, I'm still doing what I want to do, and I'm helping someone in the process. So I think you have to realise that although you might feel like you don't run as fast as they normally do, that doesn't matter to them. And then just give it a try, because you never know if it will work for you. Yeah, taking that first step, even to inquire, is the hardest thing. And once you get started, it kind of just all falls into place.
Gary, what would you say to someone, a sighted runner then? Would you encourage them to get involved in this? What would you say are the pros for it? Why should they do it?
The best way to become the guide runner is to go through with England Athletics and British Blind Sport, and to be put on the database, you have to do the sight loss awareness guide running workshop, and then you will have a DBS check. And once everything comes back, you will then go on the database. The advantage of the database, there are other ways of getting involved, but the database is such a great online tool. It's done by postcode, so you can find your local guides in a location that is suitable for them. They can then arrange at different times once they've met. The guides that they contact will have put in how far they were willing to travel, rather than you trying to get buses and public transport to meet somewhere in a local park. This way, it's designed to be easy and accessible. It's a brilliant pathway to running. For me, what Samantha was saying about, do you feel guilty? It's not about feeling guilty, because I get as much enjoyment and pleasure out of running with Samantha. You know, I do running myself for a time or a race. I just feel a bit sorry for Samantha. She has to put up with my jokes.
A ringing endorsement then from both of you to, you know, sighted and blind or partially sighted runners to get involved, and just search for the Find a Guide website, get yourself registered and hit the streets. To Samantha and to Gary, good luck with the running, and thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.